in the Block, and I am Rick, your host. Joining us in the studio right now is Mike Kerbert. He's from Saugerties. He is the owner of Catskill Mountain Dryer Vent in Saugerties, and they offer up an amazing service. And if anyone has a home dryer, you know the wonderful convenience of it. But how often do you think about how it runs and cleaning it? Well, he's thought of that, and he opened up a whole business dedicated to dryer vents. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Rick.
It's so great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
We love the fact that you offer service that's unique for our community. And, well, before I heard about Catskill Mountain Dryer Vent, I didn't know that such a service was even available. So how'd you get started cleaning dryer vents, Mike?
Well, I started with a gentleman who had a company doing whole house HVAC systems.
Huh.
And part of what we did was clean dryer vents as well. When he sold the business, I decided to start my own and keep it narrow. And that's the dryer vent side.
So dryer vents can cause a lot of trouble if they're clogged. They stop your dryer from functioning at its maximum ability. And sometimes when folks' clothes don't dry, it's because there could be lint stuck in the dryer vent. Tell folks what you clean out of there, Mike.
Well, what I do is I start at the dryer. If possible, I check the air speed at the outlet before I start, so I have something to compare to when I'm finished. I clean the dryer internally. And then I work on whatever the dryer vent consists of, because everyone is different. There is no blueprint for where you put your dryer in your home and how you route your dryer vent.
Well, it must get kind of tricky, because I know, like with my dryer, it comes out of the dryer, then it goes up somewhere, and I don't know where it goes until it comes out.
That's a lot of that out there. There's a lot of that out there, yeah.
So how do you find the route? How do you know where it goes? You just follow the vent itself and...
Yeah, a lot of times it can be, you know, built into the ceiling or into the wall, and you look at it and you try to make your best estimate. A lot of times it'll come up through from the basement, so that's a little easier where you can see it in the joists. But everyone is different, like I said, so you have to use a little bit of experience, I guess.
Well, that must be a little challenging, and every event must be. Okay, how are we going to do this? So do you have something that goes into the vent and cleans it out, or is it a big, giant sucker? How does it work, Mike?
No, what I try to do is I use a brush system, which breaks up the lint that accumulates. And it's a unique tool in that it's not something that you generally find in one of the big box stores. Mm. It's a specialty tool.
Is it like a giant dryer snake?
It is. It's nylon rods that attach to brushes. I use a rotary method with, basically an electric drill. But you have to be able to reverse directions on it. And some of the stuff they sell in the aftermarket doesn't allow you to do that.
Huh. Well, I guess that's the key, is to put it in and to take it back out and clean it out. So how long have you been Catskill Mountain Dryer Vent in Saugerties?
Since July of 24, it's when I actually started doing work, my jobs. But I've been doing it for probably the last 4 or 5 years.
So your own company and business has only been around for a little over a year. And have you got a lot of clients and a lot of success from your advertising?
You know, I got to tell you, it's I started with a website that my wife created. That was amazing. Then I met Paul Higgins, and we put together a commercial, and I can safely say anywhere from 8 to 9, maybe even a few more referrals have come from the commercial I generally ask people, you know, how did you find out about me?
Nice. Nice. Well, that's great to hear. And we're glad you're here. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back, and I got a couple of questions for you. Mike from Catskill Mountain Dryer Vent in Saugerties, our guest on the Block, 98.1 KZE.
Come join us at The Colony in Woodstock, the smartest rendezvous in the Catskills. Enjoy live music with your favorite regional and national acts. Take the stage yourself with a Monday night open mic with Brendan and Tuesday night karaoke with Sabrina. And shake a leg for DJ Night's Friday Night Fever. For more info, visit colonywoodstock.com.
This week at Colony Woodstock, Wednesday, Halloween ball and costume contest featuring Gratefully Yours. Thursday, tribute to Happy Trom. And Sunday, Heather Maloney and Dan Rodriguez. ColonyWoodstock.com.
Hey, Hudson Valley, it's Chris.
And Sheldon.
From Rugi Subaru. We're kicking off a brand new showroom with a deal you're gonna love.
The leaves are falling and so are the finance rates.
Yep, right now you can get a brand new 2025 Subaru Crosstrek or Outback for 0%.
Not financing? You can rake in the savings with a deep discount instead.
You can't get this deal anywhere else. Plus, we've got over 125 to choose from.
Drop in, give us a call, or go to RugiSubaru.com.
Not all customers will qualify. See dealer for details. Offer on in-stock units only. Must take delivery by October 31st.
It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. This is On the Block, and joining us is Mike Kerbert from Catskill Mountain Dryer Vent in Saugerties. Mike, now we just talked moments ago about your work and cleaning dryer vents and how you got started. Now, that's all cool, and we appreciate that. We appreciate your service in our community, but now let's talk about what makes Mike tick. And one thing that I know from reading up on you is that you enjoy a good water balloon fight. How do they start? Who do you pick them with? And what weapons do you use?
Well, the biggest water balloon battle that we got in was we built a race car and went to the Bonneville Salt Flats.
Huh.
And there's hotels on either side of a main boulevard in Wendover, Nevada, which is on the Nevada side of the border. The Salt Flats are on the Utah side of the border. But those two hotels are probably 75 to 80 yards apart. And a three-man water balloon launcher can put it right on the spot. And we were hitting guys on balconies on the other side of the boulevard, and they didn't know where it was coming from. And it was just a lot of fun.
So did they decide to retaliate?
They couldn't. They had no weapons.
So it's kind of a massacre then.
It was like shooting fish in a barrel kind of thing. Yeah, it was a little cruel, but
absolutely fun. So tell me about the Bonneville Salt Flats, and you built a race car?
Yes.
Are you a motorhead?
Yes, I spent over 30 years with a major manufacturer.
And
I was out in the California market. That's where I was working out of at the time.
Wow.
So it was a 10-hour ride to the Bonneville Saw Flats, and we saw an opportunity, and we took it, and we had a blast. Every time we went up there, we increased our record in our class.
How fast was the fastest you went?
The car went over 200, however, in order to set a record over 200, you have to have a two-way average. So we came in at 197.824 of this two-way average, so just short of joining the 200-mile-an-hour club.
That's amazing. And were you driving?
No, I was the chief mechanic.
Okay.
My partner was the driver. He could have those duties.
Is it a thrill or is it scary when you're going that fast?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
I guess that's what makes it thrilling.
Yeah,
because it's frightening. But I imagine on the Salt Flats, there's no turns and you're just gunning it.
Correct. It's it's an 11-mile course that we're on.
Really?
So, yeah. And what you want to do is you want your fastest speed to be somewhere in the center of that 11-mile course, because you have to back up your first run with a second run in that same area. So you don't want it to be at the end of the run or at the beginning of the run. You want to be right in the middle where you're going your terminal speed.
And they count that as the max speed in your run.
That's correct.
Even if it's in the middle.
If you control it and you make it your fastest point, yes, that becomes your fastest. Yep.
That must have been super exciting and fun. How many times have you done that?
Oh, we did it continually for 3 years. And then I had my wife had a baby and a second one on the way.
Wow.
And there's a lot of time involved, and I basically hung up the tools at that point for that segment of you know, my career.
Do you get to hang out in Saugerties a lot?
Yeah, I live there. So, yeah.
So do you go out, I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you'll be at, like, some of the cool hot spots in town, like, hanging out and sure. checking out music and eating some food and...
Absolutely.
Having some ice cream. Well, I just spoke a little while when we weren't on air, and you told me about your affection for instrumental songs and the Allman Brothers. And, well, Memory of Elizabeth Reed was a song that we both share a love for, but it's a good long song. So I cut the time down in half. And how about Jessica for the people?
Very nice.
The legendary Allman Brothers Band with Jessica from Brothers and Sisters joining us in the studio for another cool edition of On the Block is Mike from Catskill Mountain Dryer Vent in Saugerties. And Mike, there's a lot of cool things that go on in Saugerties, and I've been a part of a lot of them, and they keep continuing year after year, day after day. What do you like to do in Saugerties? I mean, there's places to recreate, places to eat. What's your favorite?
Well, I'm very close to the Hudson River, and I really enjoy being on the river, either just pleasure boating, fishing during striper season. Mm. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's a photo on your website of you holding a striper that looks huge.
No, that was a small one.
Okay. I said it looks huge, but yeah, they grow huge. They're tremendous fish. And do you enjoy the reeling them in? Do you keep them or do you let them go?
No, we let them go because there's very strict regulations in terms of the slot, how big they can be, yeah, to take. So when they get above, I think it was like 27 inches this year, wow, that you have to put them back.
Wow.
We do.
That's huge.
Absolutely.
So it must be a good fight, at least, bringing the fish up.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
So you measure them, check them out, pat them on the head.
Take the picture
and flop them over.
Yes, sir.
That's cool. When you catch fish on the Hudson River, do you notice that they've been caught before? Do you ever see that?
Every once in a while, you'll see one that may be tagged, but I'm not that involved in fishing. I do it. I guess I'm a seasonal guy.
I got you. A hobbyist.
Yes.
Yes. You're not like down with the current of the river the fish are eating. And
I depend on people for that.
Yeah, it's an art, and I appreciate that. And they're more in touch with nature and the ecosystem than I could ever imagine to be, and I appreciate that. So, Catskill Mountain Dryer Vent in Saugerties, what's coming up for the holidays?
Well, I'll continue to work right through the winter. Mm. It is a little slower, but that's not all bad because no one wants to be outside when it's 25 degrees and working. Mm-hmm. But it'll keep us going.
All right. Well, that sounds great. And it's always a pleasure to find out about businesses that have great imagination in their services. And did you think that this was missing from people's lives in the area?
Well, that sounds kind of grandiose. I don't think I didn't think of it on that level, but I was looking for something to do where I wouldn't have to deal with cars, which I've dealt with all my life.
Well, that's pretty funny. So as a mechanic and one that makes things work together and move and function, you now clean things out, which is super cool and really important. And folks, if you let the lint in your dryer stay there too long and it gets too hot, bad things can happen. And Mike knows from experience all about that. And also, one of the great things to do is to put a cap on the end of your vent. Mike, tell them.
Well, you need to have a pest guard of some type. Something to keep the cold air from coming in the house, keep the critters that could potentially come into your house out.
Mm.
And that needs to be cleaned. It needs to be functional. And that's part of what I do.
That's another great thing to think about, the critter effect and keeping them out, which is good. So, Mike, thanks a lot for being here. I hope you enjoyed yourself and keep up the great work. We love hearing about Catskill Mountain Dryer Vent and knowing that you're there taking care of people's needs for a clean dryer. It helps the efficiency of your unit and your clothes may dry better. So give Mike a call. What's the best way to get in touch with you, Mike?
You can find me online at CatskillMountainDryerVent.com or the phone number is 845-450-1970.
All right. Thank you very much for being here and being part of On the Block. Have yourself a fantastic day, and we'll be right back with more music after these important messages.
It's autumn in the Hudson Valley. The leaves blaze with color. Pumpkins glow on porches, but underneath your home, something stirs.